I'm with Barry Baines, and he is with an organization known as AMSAT, and we'll let you know what that acronym means here in a minute. And he is one of the exhibitors who has been coming to the Hamvention for several years and is ready to try it out here in Greene County. Barry, can you tell me a little bit about AMSAT?
Well, AMSAT is, the full corporate name is Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. We were incorporated in 1969, so it's been over 47 years that we've been in existence. And our primary purpose is, as a scientific and educational organization, we design, build, and operate amateur radio satellites in Earth orbit. So if you think about the history of space, the first amateur satellite, which was called Oscar 1, Oscar standing for Orbiting Satellite Carrying Amateur Radio, was launched in 1962. That was just a few, 1961, excuse me, just a few years after Sputnik was launched. So the first artificial satellite launched by the Russians, and a couple of years later, we have an amateur radio satellite in Earth orbit. So since that time, there have been over 88 satellites that are called Oscars, launched by various organizations, including us. And so amateur radio in space has been our primary focus since 1969 when we were incorporated.
Okay, so with the satellite in space and amateur radio, what exactly do you do with these satellites?
Well, they have a variety of purposes. The current generation of satellites we call CubeSats. They're actually a 4-inch cube. And within that space, we put a two-way communications package in, so amateurs on the ground can transmit to the satellite. It gets rebroadcast to the ground from the satellite back to Earth, and that height of that satellite will determine how big a footprint you have and therefore how wide an area you can communicate. But they also have other purposes. We are flying our satellites with scientific experiments on board. So radiation experiments, for example, is one area that we've been collaborating with universities on, where we put a university experiment on board our satellite, and the telemetry that's being transmitted from the satellite to the ground provides information not only about the status of the satellite, but the scientific data that the experiment is forwarding to the ground for evaluation by scientists. So basic research is being done on amateur satellites that are being flown under this CubeSat design, where we have both amateur radio and science being conducted by the same spacecraft. And it's the scientific experiments that are being placed on those spacecraft that give justification for someone like NASA to underwrite the cost of our launch, because we're collaborating and meeting their mission purposes. Their justification for supporting us is because of the science that's being generated by that spacecraft.
And I'm guessing, since you guys are part of your work is radio, amateur radio, that these scientific experiments you're doing involve radio usage then?
It has some facet that may be related to amateur radio or amateur communications in space, or just general communications in space. So radiation experiments, for example, looks at how much time does it take for a particular electronic component to fail in space because of radiation, or what kind of memory upsets might a memory chip might experience. So these universities are putting these experiments on board where they're evaluating the performance of various technologies that have applicability for communications and in space. So there is a mutual benefit in having those experiments on board.
So currently, how many of these satellites do you have whizzing around the Earth?
Well, right now, we have about a dozen amateur satellites that are currently in use. We launched our most recent satellite in 2015 called Fox 1. We're launching Fox 2 through 5 in the next 12 months. Those remaining four satellites, two of them are being flown by NASA, and that'll be taking place toward the end of this year and beginning of next year. And then two, we're actually underwriting the cost of launch ourselves, and those satellites will be launched at the end of 17 and going into 2018.
So I guess AMSAT is it's a non-profit volunteer organization. You're here at the show then kind of as part of a fundraising thing and making people aware of AMSAT?
Yeah, we're a non-profit 501c3 scientific and education organization. We have a major presence at Dayton because of a couple of reasons. One is it's an opportunity for amateurs to become familiar with what we're doing. We have people who join up, become AMSAT members, or do their membership renewals. We have a major forum that we give every year at Dayton. We talk about the status of AMSAT and the engineering programs that we're currently undertaking. So there'll be status reports of the Fox satellites, for example, and some ground station development work we're doing, and talk about what the future may bring in terms of our activities in space. And then, as you suggest, it's also a way to develop relationships with people for potential fundraising purposes and have an establish a presence. So amateur radio in space is our focus, and Dayton is a great place, or actually Hamvention's a great place, to pass that message to the amateur community.
Okay, and where is AMSAT located? Where are you headquartered?
We have one paid employee, and her location is in Kensington, Maryland. Our website is www.amsat.org, and of course our contact information is on that website. And you can read and understand about what we're doing in terms of our satellite programs through our website. We have an AMSAT store where you can purchase various items and also join or renew your membership as well.
So if we have a listener and he's hearing us now, he says, oh yeah, I was going to go out there, but I got to do this. They can find out more about AMSAT by going to your website, and you have links for all the different things that you
correct. Correct. So a basic AMSAT membership is $44 a year, and the member receives 6 issues of the AMSAT Journal, which is published every other month, and provides a wealth of information about what we're doing, what amateurs are doing in space. Talk about a whole litany of things, from ground station operations to working at HamFest and representing AMSAT to talking about our future projects. As the president of AMSAT, I write a column called Apogee View, which talks about the state of AMSAT and what we're focusing on. So it's an excellent source of information about what we're doing in addition to what we have posted on the website.
And finally, is it necessary to be a ham radio operator to be a member of AMSAT?
It is not necessary to be an amateur radio operator to be a member of AMSAT. So anybody can join. You can get the issue of the magazine. But in terms of actually using the satellites on an uplink, on a transmission capability, you have to be licensed. But a lot of kids, and we're focusing on education as well, we're encouraging schools to download the telemetry. You don't need to have a license to do that. And evaluate the telemetry that's coming off the satellite. Help forward data that's coming off the satellite to a central repository for the collection of that scientific information that I mentioned earlier. So we have a whole software suite people can download and install on their computers. And with a appropriate receiver, you can feed that audio into your computer, and the computer will forward the data to a central repository if you allow that to happen.
Okay, well, Barry, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me today about AMSAT. And if you would, give me that website one more time in case somebody would like to visit that and learn more about AMSAT.
So we're the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. Our nickname is AMSAT. So the website is www.amsat.org.
Okay, Barry, thank you very much.
Have a great day.